This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu has stated that One Nation, One Election Bill will introduced in Parliament promises to redefine the terms of good governance. She said, One Nation, One Election Plan can promote consistency in governance, prevent policy paralysis, mitigate resource diversion, and reduce financial burden. In her address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day, President Murmu underlined that the decision to replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam was amongst the most noteworthy of such efforts. President Murmu highlighted that the Constituent Assembly had representatives from all parts and all communities of the country. She said it had 15 women, including stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kriplani, Hansaben Mehta, and Malti Chaudhary.
When women's equality was only a distant ideal in many parts of the world, in India, women were actively contributing in shaping the destiny of the nation. The Constitution has become a living document because civic virtues have been part of our moral compass for millennia.
The President said, Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and pride for all citizens. She stressed that in the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain its rightful place in the comity of nations. She underscored that justice, liberty, equality and fraternity have always been part of India's civilizational heritage. President Draupadi Murmu received her Indonesian counterpart Prabowo Subianto at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. She also hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming President Subianto on his first state visit to India, the President said that civilizational ties between India and Indonesia go back thousands of years. She added that values of pluralism, inclusiveness and rule of law are common to both countries, and these shared values have given direction to our contemporary relations. The President thanked Mr. Subianto for accepting the invitation to grace the Republic Day celebrations as the chief guest. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it is a matter of pride that India is world's largest, diverse, young, inclusive and sensitive democracy. Addressing 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi last afternoon, President Murmu said, India is the mother of democracy and democratic process in the country has existed since ancient times. During the event, President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Doordarshan was awarded for its innovative programs generating awareness on voting. Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, received the award. This year's theme of National Voters Day is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. President Draupadi Murmu has approved conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. The list comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. 23 of the awardees are women and the list also includes 10 persons from the category of foreigners, NRI, PIO, OCI and 13 posthumous awardees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all the Padma awardees. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India is proud to honour and celebrate their extraordinary achievements. He said, their dedication and perseverance are truly motivating. President Draupadi Murmu has approved President's Tat Rakshak Medal and Tat Rakshak Medal to the Indian Coast Guard personnel on the eve of 76th Republic Day. These awards recognize their acts of conspicuous gallantry, exceptional devotion to duty and distinguished meritorious service. President also approved 58 mentioned in dispatches to the Armed Forces personnel, including 4 posthumous. In men's cricket, India clinched a thrilling 2-wicket win over England in the second T20 at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Chasing a target of 166 runs, India clinched a victory in 19.2 overs for the loss of 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.